Bickley and Murata, Social Studies.
Normally, we would turn things over to Sarah Cazell. She decided to load manage today, so she's got the day off. She's getting ready for the playoffs.
I don't blame her.
So, Jared's going to pinch hit today.
Yeah, it's too bad. This is usually one of the best times of the week. The Friday Social Studies, you know, coasting in this last hour. It's always the most fun segment. I apologize to you and all the listeners.
You don't have confidence in your abilities to pull this off?
I do, but it's just, you know, they hear enough of me.
Say that again.
What?
They hear enough of him.
What? So we'll start. We talked a lot about the Suns and their potential in the playoffs as they head as one of the top two seeds potentially. So I put this poll out there. Suns fans, which is more likely? We're going to the extremes here. The Suns lose in the first round or the Suns make the NBA Finals? And before I even tell you the results,
yeah,
this is a perfect poll to judge the two extremes that Suns Twitter is and Suns fandom is.
Okay.
So where do you guys stand on that? Which is more likely?
I don't think it's very likely that they lose in the first round. That's based on what we've seen from them this season and the way they're structured. So if I'm picking one of the two, I'm picking they're more likely to make the NBA Finals. I'm not saying I love the chances there necessarily either.
I think I'm going to flip that. Even though I think they're a contender, I think they could get a dicey matchup. They could get the Lakers. I'll say the chances are better of them losing in the first round than getting to the NBA Finals. Now, Suns Twitter, you know, get the earwax out of your ears. I'm not hating on the Suns. I'm responding to a question.
Yes. But here's the thing about Suns Twitter. There is as many homers as there are lifelong everything is about to go wrong fans. So the results here are 50.8% think they're going to lose in the first round or more likely to lose in the first round. And 49.2% think it's more likely that they make the NBA Finals, essentially 50-50.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of responses of, I'm just ready to be hurt again. And here, it would be very Suns-like.
Well, no, listen, you've got, there's... First of all, you've got to be really good. You've got to be lucky. The inexperience that most of this lineup has, these are all obstacles. Then you draw a bad matchup in the first round. So that's how I play the percentages.
That's fair. All right. The next question is I can't remember why I put this, but I think it was because we were talking about Zaven Collins is a freak athlete and the freak of the draft. So I said on Twitter, Bickley_Murata, if you're not following us. How come we never got Bickley and Murata when we first set this up, by the way? I always wondered that. The other shows are Doug and Wolf and Burns and Gambo.
I think our names might be too long.
That's how they get you. All right. Who is currently the biggest freak in sports? And define that however you want.
Russell Westbrook.
That's a good answer.
It's easy. The answer's easy here. It's Giannis.
Just because
his nickname is the freak. But it rhymes with
Greek.
Yes. I mean, if he was winning technology, they don't call him the Greek geek. They call him the Greek freak. He's 7 feet tall and moves like we've never seen a 7-footer move before. That's the easy answer. Russell Westbrook is high up on the list, but he's not as high on my list.
All right. DK Metcalf could be on there.
Excellent one. Several people said Aaron Donald.
Good one.
Couple ones for Shohei Ohtani.
That's a good one. Not many guys could throw 100 miles an hour and hit a baseball as far as he can.
Yeah.
It's just him and Roy Hobbs. That's it.
That's right. Yep, someone did. DK Metcalf, of course, posting the gif of him chasing down Buda Baker. Zion. One vote for... What's the name of the Flyers mascot?
Gritty.
Gritty, yeah, got a vote. He's a freak.
Gritty is having a good year for the Dodgers, though.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Justin Turner.
He does look like Justin Turner with a hockey
helmet. He really does. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Now we're getting into the real hardcore sports questions here.
Oh, good. Good.
What is the best and worst type of bird? Because as we had a deep conversation earlier about how much I hate birds.
All right.
But not everyone hates birds.
The best bird is clearly the American Eagle. It is.
It's a lovely. It's majestic.
I'm inspired every time I see one. The worst bird is quite clearly a pigeon.
Good choices. I got different choices.
Oh, do you?
The best bird is obviously a cardinal.
Oh,
and the worst,
same joke.
The
there
worst
we
one
go.
Is?
A seahawk.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're going to say?
Several people.
An osprey.
Yeah, several people made that joke.
Uh-huh.
See, I think a seagull is worse than a pigeon. If you've ever spent a lot of time on a beach and a seagull ever comes down and swoops a cheese doodle out of your hand while you're eating it.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. It's awful.
Yeah.
But yes, a lot of people made that Cardinals, Seahawks joke.
I never really thought about it until Jared asked this question about my feeling, general feeling about birds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not positive.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. Listen. It's.
I don't mind the chirping, unlike Jared. I'm more about the, you know, the bomb pooping. It's just not, I'm not a fan of it.
No, that's not good.
Ever been?
Always hovering around my swimming pool. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan either.
Best bird, though, is, with all due respect to the bald eagle, the symbol of this country. The chicken has had a bigger effect on this country, let's be honest.
I'm a big fan of chicken.
Me too.
The another really good bird would be a cockatoo.
Yeah.
But they're very messy.
Why do you like a cockatoo? Is it better than a parrot? Or a parakeet?
Much better. Much better. They're big. They're white. They've got a crown.
They're fluffy and they purr.
You scratch the top of their head and they like it.
So, a lot of people echoed a lot of worst.
Pretty bird.
Worst pigeons. Here's somebody said the best
transcendent
best bird is a roadrunner. Worst bird, the snowbird.
Oh, I like that.
They stimulate the local economy, though.
Yeah,
that cannot be overlooked.
They stimulate the traffic on the I-10. Okay, we talked about the sad ending to the great Arizona love story that was those two kids on their second and third dates.
Love birds.
Arizona
That's
sports.
Also a bad kind of bird, right?
Well, it depends.
Or is that a good kind?
I guess
go
it
ahead.
Depends. So I asked, what is the best? So these are the questions that always, for some reason, get the most responses. Nearly 100 responses here. What is the best song with love in the title?
Oh, there's so many to choose from. First one that popped up on my list of favorites is Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division.
I will say Whole Lot of Love from Led Zeppelin.
Good song.
Those are both ones that were definitely suggested by people. Love Bites.
Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
I Love Rock and Roll.
Put Another Dime in the Jukebox, baby.
Candy.
Love Untold. This Love by Pantera. Do you know that one?
Oh, that's a great song.
They call me Dr. Love.
Did somebody say Pantera, right? just dawned on me. Wolf doesn't do that anymore, does he? Does he still do the call out?
I don't know.
You know what?
Has he stopped doing the Pantera
now that you
call
just,
out?
I didn't pick that up either until you just said that. I'm trying to remember
normally
the last
speaking,
time.
Holy cow. I don't spend as much time as at my desk here, so that's normally when I would notice it, because I could hear him screaming through the glass.
He must still be. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
I don't know. Because I haven't heard it in a long time.
I haven't heard it in a long time either, but it doesn't mean that they don't do it because we just might be listening to all 4 hours. And finally, a Mock My World update.
Oh, my God.
We don't need to hear this. We don't need to hear this.
The single biggest blowout in Mock My World history.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Cazell's team on best space names of Freddie Mercury. It is a good team. Ringo Starr, Luke Skywalker, shouldn't have counted, and Ziggy Stardust. 74.5%, and for the first time in history, all three of us are in single digits.
All between 8.3 and 8.8%.
There is still 56 minutes left, though.
We're gonna have to bounce her from the game the way we did Maloney.
No, because she's coming off a last place finish, though.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not consistent.
Why do you say Luke Skywalker shouldn't count? Because sky is not space?
Well, yeah, sky is by definition not space.
He's right. He's right. Disqualified.
I'm protesting. formal complaint.
Who's got the next highest level?
Vince has 8.9%.
You win, Vinny. 8.9%. You win.
Default.
All right, Jarrett. You're no Sarah Cazell, but that was not bad.
Come on, Barrett.
Social studies every day at 1 o'clock. You can follow along, get involved at Bickley_Murata. Coming up next, help on the way for the Phoenix Suns tonight as they host the New York Knicks. That and more straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Bickley and Murata, 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
You talked about the schedule. Doesn't get any easier. You got New York coming in a couple of days. Not even going to say what's down the road because you already know that. But just that immediate turnaround, and then you got to face the Knicks in a couple of days.
Well, it doesn't get any easier for our opponents either.
Okay.
And that's the way we look at it. You know, they got to play against the Phoenix Suns. And you know, I put my money on our team every day. I love my team. I love the guys in our locker room. Yes, we've been dealt a tough schedule, but everybody has been dealt a tough schedule. And our guys will be ready to play in the next game.
That's Monty Williams following the loss to Atlanta the other night in an exchange with Dwayne Rankin from the Arizona Republic. I like the way Monty framed that. Tough schedule, mm-hmm. certainly, but we're pretty tough to deal with as well. And they have been proven to be just that over the course of this season. Now, a good team coming up tonight in the Knicks. With something to play for. They're obviously in their own battle for playoff positioning over in the Eastern Conference. But good news for the Suns is, according to himself, Jay Crowder,
yeah,
he's going to be back on the floor tonight. I wonder what that means in terms of starting availability. If he comes off the bench, they stick with Torrey Craig. I would imagine that scenario would be the most likely. Torrey Craig still to start.
Limited minutes, coming back, yeah, that kind of thing.
Getting your legs underneath you again.
The reason why I think this is significant is I think the Suns could have won the game without Jay Crowder, but coming back tonight, if they win with him back, it will be a symbolic sort of victory, if you ask me. It will be sort of like, okay, we're whole again.
Mm-hmm.
We're good now.
Well, I thought it was interesting last night during the TNT broadcast. They were going down the pecking order of Western Conference teams, and they were pointing out all the injuries, and next to Phoenix, it said healthy. And I actually thought, well, that's kind of disrespecting Jay Crowder because it was all the rotation players from other teams that are not currently healthy. Maybe they knew something then we didn't know.
Maybe.
I mean, putting together that graphic. But anyway, you slice it, good news for the Suns.
Yeah. No, same. I totally agree. I think tonight's a very big game. You've only got two home games left. These next four games are going to be a test for you, for this team, I mean. And I think that it's all going to happen. This could be, like you said earlier, a very pivotal night in the Western Conference. You've got the Nuggets playing the Jazz. If the Nuggets can take out the Jazz, then and you win, then you get back into a tie for that number one seed. And then maybe you can just say, okay, we've erased that mistake that was the Atlanta loss. So tonight's a pivotal game, in my opinion.
Yep, 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 pregame here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. On Get Up earlier this week on ESPN, I think it was yesterday, interesting panel discussion broke out. The question that was posed to the panel was, which player will win more titles, LeBron James or Tom Brady? Kendrick Perkins, NBA analyst, not surprisingly, sided with the basketball side, but he also twisted it into a pretty interesting way that upset some of his other panelists. But here's what Kendrick Perkins had to say about winning a title in the NBA as opposed to the NFL.
Is I'm not taking for granted in no sport at no level that it's easy to win a championship, okay? But it's way harder to win a championship in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Because you might get a first-round bye.
What?
And then you have to win three games.
That's not
to
the
secure
question.
A championship. In the NBA, you got to play four, seven games series, and you got to win 16 games to secure a ring in the NBA. So I know I may ruffle some feathers, but that's what y'all brought me
I'm
on
kill for.
I don't disagree with him.
I actually agree with him.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes. I have said this before. If you get a top seed in the NFL, you got to win two home games and you're in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's even close.
And whereas in the NBA, regardless of where you're seated, you have to be better than your opponent 16 separate times to win a title.
That's exactly
which
right.
is why there is almost never any upsets in the NBA.
That's right.
It's almost always the best teams that make the NBA Finals or at least win the title.
That's what you get from the best of seven format in a star-driven league. The best team and the best players generally get through those series.
Yeah, because the road to a championship in the NHL is very similar, but also very different. The NHL is star-driven to a degree, but not as star-driven as the NBA is. And that's why you see the number of upsets in the Stanley Cup playoffs you do. I don't think there's any question about it. It's harder in the NBA.
Yeah, and I can't believe he was getting pushback like that.
He was getting pushback from a football player, Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, of course. Yeah, good point. Good point. It's a fascinating debate because when you look at the NBA and you see that the best teams continually win, you might think, well, that makes it easy. That just means everything stays according to form. But that it just looks easy because of the best of seven format.
Now, I guess the counter argument could be that it is tougher in the NFL because it is only one game. It's single elimination. And if you have one bad half of football, you're out.
Yeah.
True.
Listen, yeah, there's a lot of perils to single elimination. There's no doubt about that. But again, it's just we learned this when the Cardinals were fighting for a number one seed in the NFC. We saw what that was like. The fact that you can get in, and if you're one of the top two teams, or at least in the previous iteration of it all, two home games, and your number one seed means you're pretty good. That's a fast lane to a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, and to hold that up against the Super Bowl experience here in Arizona, mm-hmm. the Cardinals' path to the Super Bowl seemed quite daunting, didn't it?
Yeah.
Even just that one extra game, you got to win the wild card game, then go on the road, then come back home. And they got 3/4 of the way there of winning a title. But you're right. I mean, we've seen relatively easy paths to a Super Bowl title from some more dominant teams.
Mm-hmm.
And even last year, I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. I don't think they were at their best, and they had to win four games to do it. They were not at their best throughout the postseason. They were better than their opponent, credit there. They played one really good football game in that whole postseason run. That was the Super Bowl itself.
Yeah, that's true. They weren't spectacular throughout it. In Major League Baseball, it seems to me that, it's just all comes down to pitching. So I guess in terms of a football championship, it depends who you are. If you're a highly rated team, it's easier. If you have to go the wild card route, then, that can be very difficult.
And agreeing with Kendrick Perkins' sentiment, too, it's not easy in any sport, but that's not the point he was making.
What is the lowest or the lowest seeded team to win an NBA championship in the last 20 years? Who's the biggest surprise team?
I'd have to look it up.
What was the...
Maybe that Pistons team? Rasheed Wallace, Chauncey Billups.
That team was really good, though, every year, if you remember. First thing that came to my mind was maybe the Mavericks. When they beat the Heat that year, that was a big upset. I don't remember what they were seeded, though.
The Mavericks that year, 2011.
Yeah, that was the Suns' year. That was the year the Suns should have won it.
They were the one. They were no lower than a 3 seed.
Yeah, so, I mean, even the Spurs, when they would win, they were always a top 3 seed.
And you're right, Bic. That should have been the Suns' year.
It should have been.
There we go again.
Okay.
text bonus right now to 620-620. Listen for your name this afternoon. Just a little bit. 135 to win $500. That's bonus to 620-620. It's the Arizona Sports signing bonus. We got that to take care of, as well as the sports kebab next. It's Bickley and Murata on this Friday, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports poll question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Today's Sanderson Ford poll question on the homepage at ArizonaSports.com. Given Madison Bumgarner's recent performances, is this the Mad Bum of old back? Yes, he's been lights out. Maybe too early to tell. No, those days are gone. You can completely eliminate that last one.
Yeah.
You don't have a stretch of four games like this if there's nothing left in the tank.
Right.
So it's one of the first two choices. I'll go on the positive side. He went from being borderline unpitchable to borderline unhittable over the span of one start, basically. His last four starts, his ERA is 1.17, Vic.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
The answer's B. isn't it?
I'm going lights out, but you're in the majority. Maybe too early to tell, 65%. 25% say yes, he's back. And 10% say no, those days are gone. Torey Lovello yesterday did elaborate on the pitching performance from his left-handed starter.
Mom was outstanding today. You know, there was a little bit of a scare there where, when he got hit by that pitch. And you know, we all collectively held our breath, but everything's good. He had an x-ray. It's all negative. But, you know, we were in a tricky spot there with him hitting second, and there was a little unknown as to what was going on in that area in the seventh. So I just probably had one more inning in him, but I decided to maneuver and go to the bullpen. And
Bumgarner himself, and that was the difference in the game, is Bukauskas came in and gave up two runs in the seventh inning. The D-backs get swept in Miami. But Bumgarner himself wasn't sure if the wrist was broken.
Usually you can tell, or I don't have a ton of experience, but you can tell if it's broken or not. And I couldn't really, I didn't know on this one. I wasn't sure enough to say one way or the other.
Yeah, he said it wasn't a lot of pain. There was some swelling. He did come out. It doesn't look like there's been any updates today on Madison Bumgarner. So that's a good thing. The other good news for the Diamondback, Merrill Kelly was activated from the injured list. So it turns out he won't miss one of those starts. Mm-hmm. And they get Zach Gallen. Good way to start the series against the Mets. They got to win some of these games to wash away the stink from Miami.
Yeah, listen, it's sort of reestablish themselves as a good baseball team. Mm-hmm. Madison Bumgarner did his job yesterday. It's a shame they could not have scored some runs and come through with runners in scoring position, because I think that would have been a big emotional lift if Madison Bumgarner won that game in that situation.
Yep, that's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You could vote on it today. Find it right now, arizonasports.com.
Here we go. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. The Arizona Sports signing bonus.
All right, we had a winner yesterday in this time slot. So today's Arizona Sports signing bonus winner, we are looking for you, Fred Montes from Phoenix. Fred, you got 10 minutes to call 602-260-9870 to get your $500 signing bonus. If you didn't hear your name, you could still win by texting bonus to 620-620. And then every day, three times a day, we call out names. The next one today will be at 3:35 with Burns and Gambo. But right now, we are looking for Fred Montes from Phoenix. You got 10 minutes to claim your Arizona Sports signing bonus by calling 602-260-9870.
Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
All right, Jared, what do you got for us this week?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous, a little on edge. You brought this up at the beginning of the show, but did you see this story about a Chinese rocket that is going to be tumbling towards Earth at any moment now? I don't know what to think about this. I mean, I haven't seen a rocket cause this much commotion in China since Daryl Morey.
Good opening joke.
Thank you very much. Also, I'm a little sad.
Why
is that? A little melancholy on this Friday afternoon, because as you know, Arizona's most beloved couple has broken up. Mm. Yes. The couple who went viral for having their second date at a Diamondbacks game and a third date at a Coyotes game will not have a fourth date. They are citing irreconcilable differences due to the Suns game being sold out. They just weren't able to milk anything else. And you hate to see it. You hate to see it, guys. A young couple, things going great, and then one day the spark just is no longer there in your publicity stunt. Now, the saddest thing to me is that the woman has already moved on.
Really?
A day later, already moved on, was seen at the D-backs game last night in the stands at Miami with her new beau, Rat Leon. And that's a low blow right there. Three dates. That was the most unsuccessful D-backs coupling since Dave Stewart and Tony La Russa.
Oh!
Yeah, speaking of Tony La Russa, he is under fire this week for admitting that he didn't know.
How old is he?
You're one joke too early on.
Sorry.
for admitting that he didn't know the new extra innings rule. Now, to be fair to Tony, most extra innings games do occur well past La Russa's bedtime. So,
jeez.
I mean, look, La Russa is old-aged and he's old-school. He's not up on all these new analytics, on all this data, on these advanced stats. I mean, when he was growing up, the only time he used whip was when he wanted to make his horse-drawn carriage go. You know what I'm saying? And then the other analytics, like war. I mean, you're young and hip. You've heard of war, right?
Yes.
Well, La Russa is so old.
How old is he?
He's so old that when he was a kid, the only war he cared about was of 1812. And he's not up to date on this new technology. I mean, some managers, you see them, they sit in the dugout, they look up stats, they look up replays on their tablet. Tony La Russa is so old.
How old is he?
So old that when he was a kid, the only tablet he was given had commandments chiseled into them. I mean, Tony La Russa is old.
How old is he?
He's so old he shouldn't coach the White Sox. He should coach the White Sox with sandals. Alternate punchline. He shouldn't coach the White Sox. He should coach the Black Sox with sneakers. Tony La Russa is so old.
How old is he?
Last one. He's so old that the only person on a baseball field who is more confused with worse vision is Angel Hernandez. And speaking of angels that should retire from baseball, Albert Pujols. Yes. Albert Pujols was released by Anaheim this week. Yeah, this could be the end of one of the great but complicated careers in Major League Baseball history. Think about it. If you're 40 and you hear Pujols, you think brilliant career with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 20 and you hear Pujols, you think disappointing career with the Angels. And if you're 12 and you hear Pujols, you think, ha, you said Pujols. Staying in baseball, the Diamondbacks will be allowing more fans into the ballpark, lifting their attendance restriction. This is great to see, as I know how much the last year has hurt the box office and the gate for various sports. In fact, this is the biggest monetary impact on gates since Bill's first alimony payment to Melinda. The Suns had a weird week where they got blown out by the Hawks the day after winning an overtime thriller versus the Cavs. Now, many say that the overtime win versus the Cavs was the reason for the loss the next day. And we've seen this time and time again where the Suns play a harder game than they need to, and it hurts them the following game. They get the win, but it costs them a loss. I mean, the last time I saw someone where sometimes when they win, they really lose, they were being chased by these Stookie brothers. And finally, I want to wish...
That's obscure.
Thank you. I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day this weekend, this Sunday. And think about this. Think about this moment of time we've been living in here the last few days. Between the Kentucky Derby, Cinco de Mayo, and now Mother's Day, this is the biggest week of the year to see people getting day drunk while wearing giant hats.
Well said. That is true.
That good was a kebab. Good kebab.
Thank you.
Tasty, spicy,
ooh,
timely. Thank Stookie you. Brothers reference.
You didn't have everything. What is a shish? A sheesh and a shush.
No, that was last week.
That was last week.
Sports Kebab every Friday with Jarrett Carlin. You can follow him on Twitter at Jarrett GC, JarrettGC. Some final thoughts getting you ready for the weekend coming up here on Bickley and Marotta.
Fred Montez, call in.
Yeah, Fred Montez, you still got time. 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. Bickley and Marotta. Song of the Day.
All right, today's song of the day. Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin, frequently covered by Whiskey's Quicker and many other bands. pertinent to our discussion earlier about what song is the best song with love in the title.
That is a broad category. A lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good song. Breaking news. I believe that this hit by Led Zeppelin is a good song.
What was that band that you liked a couple years ago? They sounded just like Led Zeppelin.
Greta Van Fleet.
They just came out with a new album. Did you see that?
I have not heard it yet, but I've heard from people who say they like it a lot. So
what I've heard that it has songs that are like the first album that are very much like Led Zeppelin and what they got criticized for, and then they have ones that sort of stray a little bit that are a little different too.
Another good one, Interstate Love Song.
Oh, that's a good one. Another song I never get sick of.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. There you go. There's today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
All right, today's Off the Grid, brought to you by Sweet James, begins with a little Vinnie Joe trivia for you. We've talked about the candidacy of Chris Paul to win the MVP.
All right.
If it happens, he would become only the fifth player in the history of the NBA MVP award to win it while averaging under 20 points per game. He's averaging 16 and change right now. Your question today.
All right.
To put your heads together and come up with, can you name the four NBA MVPs who have averaged less than 20 points per game in the season they won the award?
Oh, I don't know about the season they won the award. But
Steve Nash twice.
Okay, Steve
That's
Nash.
One. Yes.
04, 05, and 05.
Bill Walton when he was with the Blazers.
That's, yep.
Good luck after that. Are the other ones
something
very
tells
old?
Me, something tells me that, but I'm not sure if he was ever the MVP. I think he was. Was Wes Unseld on that list?
Wes Unseld is on the list. In fact, he yields the distinction with the lowest scoring average for any MVP. 13.8 points per game.
Right. Wow.
And then okay. You had another guy who did and it then, like five times. I'll give you a hint. While he averaged under 20 points, he averaged over 20 rebounds in every season that he won the award.
Oh,
Kareem?
No.
No, Kareem was a
Oh, Bill Walton.
Machine.
I already Bill said Walton. Bill Russell.
Bill Russell
oh,
is the correct
there you
answer.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There, you guys knocked it out. Mini Joe trivia for
Russ
you.
I wouldn't have, that was the one that no one would have ever got.
He averaged 13.8 points and 18.2 rebounds for the Baltimore Bullets.
Well, we were just talking about him the other day. That's why it was on the forefront of my mind.
Wes Unseld probably gets more run on this radio show than any other sports radio show.
He was great
in contemporary American society.
Outlet passes, right? He was really good at
it. He was really good at that.
I remember when Kevin Love was being drafted, they compared him to him.
I know Tony La Russa got skewered in the shish kebab, or the sports kebab. The shish kebab. Apparently, I'm hungry.
The shish kebab.
The shish kebab.
The shish kebab.
You got more on Tony La Russa, Beck?
Yeah, I do. There's a buddy of mine who works in Chicago who wrote a piece today, and there's a couple of anonymous quotes in there.
Uh-huh.
And there's some real concern about his ability, even though Jared just skewered him, of staying locked in throughout a nine-inning baseball game. And there's an anonymous quote about if this was just one time, it would be okay, but this is happening a lot.
Are you going to spin this into an argument for seven-inning baseball again?
The other thing Tony La Russa is getting skewered for... batting Jake Lamb fifth. Jake Lamb is batting 143 in Chicago. And they don't know why Tony keeps putting him in the lineup.
I didn't even know Jake Lamb was in Chicago.
I had no idea.
Wow. I mean, Albert Pujols got designated for assignment.
Yeah.
He's hitting 50 points higher than that. When I say the name Ben Dreith, what does that mean to you, Beck?
Oh, giving him the business, Vinny.
Personal foul on number 99 of the defense after he tackled the quarterback. He's giving him business down there at the 15-yard penalty.
The best penalty announcement ever. Yeah. Ben Dreith passed away at the age of 96. One of the last real NFL officials with color. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to Amin Alhassan for joining us. Thanks to you for listening. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Make sure you spoil them. And we'll be back on Monday. Burns and Gambo are up next here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. But as we do on Fridays, either you'll be overjoyed or annoyed by our week, look back at the week that was. At 2 o'clock every day, we determine whether or not it was a good show. Whether or not it was a win.
Don't give him any ideas.
This is tremendous. This is a tremendous idea.
Yes.
We can't do it at 2 o'clock, though. We'd have to do it about 1:55 for Dan to be in the video. It's such a fun segment of just interactive camaraderie.
We look forward to it all day.
Yeah, because it's her and not you.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
That's the respite. That's what happens at 1 o'clock. You stop talking and she starts.
What is the Packers' love language? And can they figure
out in college, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
What was your grade, though?
I didn't graduate.
All that being said, when things get back to normal, I would love to do that again.
What, dress up as Princess Leia?
No.
Any mention of the Bell Beefer?
Wasn't that your nickname when you used to live on the north side there?
Jim Palmer! Bernhard Psychovitz. Psycho. Hey, everyone. I'm from Holland.
This is an atrocity, I tell you.
Chill, bro.
This is the garbage you give me.
All right, all right, all right.
There is no tomorrow. What happened?
What a dork.
What a dork.
With the second pick of the Mock My World draft, I'm going,
Bickley, Big Vinny, Vic Carlin, Carlin. The water.
I want to be his neighbor. Is that so bad?
We're all grinding our own ways, Dan.
I'm dressed like Han freaking Solo.
That's a lot of merch.
Has there ever been an athlete with the first name Uranus?
Mikel Bridges is.
That monkey's attacking the baby.
Islands in the stream.
That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong?
Hoop, there it is.
You're a mean one, Mr. Bick.
Chewbacca led the universe in block shots, didn't he? In fact, they called him Chewblocka after a while.
Gotta get up off the couch to go give some strange kid candy.
Yeah, just every weekend for you, giving strange kids candy.
All right, I'm just gonna stop. I'm gonna turn off this microphone. I'm self-ejecting myself. Let's not put that into a parody song. Okay, can we leave
it out of the end of week montage,
right,
too.
Right. It's really a good thing this show has no standards. It really is.